Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried released a Florida Department of Agriculture report showing 10 to 20% of annual lost sales for Florida seasonal producers because of expanded Mexican imports. The overall economic impact of about $2 to $4 billion equates to the loss of roughly 18 to 36,000 Florida jobs. Fried says as Florida's second largest industry, these unfair foreign trade practices and their devastating economic impact should be of grave concern to every Floridian. While U.S. beef and pork exports achieve impressive volumes in 2021, port congestion and other shipping obstacles continue to frustrate exporters. Travis Arp, U.S. Meat Export Federation's Director of Export Services, says cargo backlogs are especially problematic on the West Coast, leading some exporters to seek alternative routes when shipping to Asia. The situation is getting attention in Washington, D.C., where the recently introduced Ocean Shipping Reform Act of 2021 aims at changing practices. Apples held the top spot for total fruit consumed in 2019 at more than 25 pounds per person, adjusting for losses. AgriMarketing.com reports recent estimates show Americans consumed an average of 1.4 gallons of apple juice, roughly 10 pounds of fresh apples, and a total of 3.3 pounds of canned, dried, and frozen apples in 2019. Among the top seven fruits in 2019, apples were the only fruit available in all five forms: fresh, canned, frozen, dried, and juiced. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.